You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The budget session of Parliament will begin on January 31st and will conclude on April 6th, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said. The Union Budget 2023-24 will be presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament on February 1st. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Joshi said that there will be 27 sittings which will be spread over 66 days with a recess in between. The recess will be from February 14th to March 12th to enable the department-related parliamentary standing committees to examine the demands for grants and make reports relating to their ministries and departments, he added. The session will begin with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in the Central Hall of Parliament. This will be the President's first address to the two houses since her elevation to the top post in July last year. Over to economy, RBI MPC is expected to deliver another repo rate hike in February, even as retail inflation cooled off in December to remain within RBI's tolerance limit of 6% for two straight months. The Monetary Policy Committee may raise the repo rate by 25 BPS next month before putting a pause in the cycle. Analysts see the terminal repo rate at 6.5%. MK Global Financial Services in a note said, quote, "The extent of global disruption and disinflation will remain key to the RBI's reaction function ahead." Analysts at Barclays believe that RBI is unlikely to feel very comfortable with the CPI inflation data for December, given demand-driven price pressures remain elevated. The said quote, "We expect the central bank to maintain a broadly hawkish policy stance going into the February monetary policy meeting and deliver a 25 BP hike, taking the repo rate to 6.50%. The brokerage firm believes that the concurrent real repo rate is fairly positive. In some more economy news, India's CPI inflation is likely to cool off further in the coming months on account of lower import costs after easing to 5.7% in December, according to economists. While retail inflation remained within RBI's tolerance limit of 6% for two straight months, core inflation is still above 6% and is expected to remain stubborn going forward. Easing global commodities should release some cost pressures. However, near-term pressures could arise as China reopening poses upside risk to commodities prices, said economists. According to MK Global Financial Services, food inflation should provide further relief ahead with a healthy winter harvest so far. It expects food inflation to remain below 6% in coming months. Easing global commodities, including energy in general, if sustained, should release some cost pressures and may spill over to output prices core as well. Analysts said, quote, "However, near-term pressures could arise from imported inflation through China reopening led sustained upside risk to global commodities, uncertain FX, and from sticky services inflation. With domestic demand being fairly resilient, core CPI pressure may remain reasonably sticky sequentially in the near term." Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the world's longest river cruise, MV Ganga Vilas, which will offer a 51-day trip from Varanasi to Dibrugarh via Bangladesh, covering a 3,200-kilometer distance. If you want to enjoy the luxurious experience at MV Ganga Vilas, you'll have to buy a ticket for ₹25,000 to ₹50,000 per day. The total cost for the entire trip will be around ₹20 lakh for each passenger. The ship has the capacity of carrying 36 passengers. The international cruise is being offered by Antra Luxury River Cruises. You can book tickets from their website. For now, the bookings are not open as the ongoing voyage has been booked by a Switzerland company. If you want to book your ticket, you'll have to wait till September. Over to technology sector, Bharti has launched its 5G services in few more cities of India. The telco announced that its 5G Plus service is now live in Ranchi, Jamshedpur, Muzaffarpur, Bodh Gaya and Bhagalpur. Airtel's 5G services are already live in Patna. Airtel 5G Plus services are rolling out in a phased manner as the company continues to construct its network and complete the rollout. Customers with 5G-enabled devices will enjoy high-speed Airtel 5G Plus network at no extra cost until the rollout is more widespread. The company will augment its network, making its services available across the state in due course of time. Airtel 5G Plus is currently live in cities of over 15 states. Lastly, the share market. The equity indices closed Thursday's volatile session in red, with BSE Sensex falling 147.47 points or 0.25% to 59,958.03 and Nifty slipping 37.50 points or 0.21% to 17,858.20. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.